Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
Welcome to ENN, which that is, It's brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app right now. Start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Tragedy!
And good evening to Don.
Hold the bucket for your pee.
Wow. He's had a scatological couple of days. Farting out points yesterday, and now holding bucket for pee.
And good evening to Michael.
There's a woman sitting in the first row who is a student of skin. I don't know why the name is escaping me. I feel like Joe Bugle's around the corner.
Okay.
Dermatology?
Dermatologist, thank you.
There you go. And good evening to Don.
And I never realized that was Halle Berry. That's amazing.
Not Holly, it was Hallie.
Whatever.
Gems from today. Gems.
Every day's a gem.
Well, good evening to Peter as well. Mm. Andrew Gunling is such a psychopath. And one more time, good evening to
Andrew
myself.
Truly loathes himself on a level that I almost respect.
Speaking of people I loathe, Ben Roethlisberger played his last game last night, potentially in Pittsburgh. And the person I loathe is not Ben Roethlisberger, everyone. It's Danny from Long Island. Ooh. I'm just kidding. But you could hear Danny's Steeler-colored tears streaming into the, what's a good river in Nassau County?
Oh, that's a good question.
Just make the Monongahela.
That doesn't
Pittsburgh.
Make sense. No. Oh, there you go. You could feel the end potentially there. And Ben Roethlisberger closed out his career potentially in Pittsburgh. And I mean physically in Pittsburgh, of course. They will play a road game next week and fight for the playoffs. This line is the most Ben Roethlisberger line to me. 24 of 46, 123, a touchdown, and an interception. Let's hear from Big Ben after this monumental occasion on his final game, potentially, in the city of Pittsburgh.
How do you leave this place, Ben?
I don't know. With a win. I'm just so thankful for the fans, my family, obviously, and the good Lord has blessed me in so many ways. We still got another game. I'll be excited and ready to go for that, but this is just an awesome place.
All week, you've been saying you've got to focus. You let yourself feel it, but you got to focus. At what point did you just let it all sink in?
Probably about now. Just the end of it, having the chance to go back out there. Just, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. I'm just so thankful for these fans and this place.
You know what I got from that, the whole broadcast and the way it was presented? I mean, they made this guy out to be, he's a really fine player, but this paragon of virtue, he's had some really sketchy things in his career and his life. It was like forgotten.
I don't understand how he sort of escaped that completely.
Oh my
right
goodness.
Now. Like, as he's riding off into the sunset, everyone's like, forget about the fact that he paid those ladies off. It's just like, okay. I mean, I've never been impressed by Ben Roethlisberger, the person. And while he's had a tremendous career, I think he's overrated as a quarterback as well. But, hey, let's have a huge monumental send-off for the guy.
But, you know, he meant a lot to that city, and a lot of the things, not apologizing for anything that he did, because, you know, the allegations are there, but you know, they were early in his career. He did turn himself around. I don't think he's gotten himself into any trouble over the last, like, decade. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't think so. I think you're right.
But I think, you know, so I think you can at least applaud him for that. Some of the things that he did were probably or immature, but you don't forget it. But, Peter, this goes on. I mean, and it happens all the time. You know, remember the heat that you got for celebrating Kobe and people reminding you all the things that Kobe had been accused of and done. So, hey, to Pittsburgh, he's meant a lot. They obviously forgave him just like any other fan base would. And he's had,
that is something fan bases do.
Yeah, sure. And that's going to happen, you know. But to Michael's point, you know, is it a little overrated, his career?
No, I'm not even saying his career. I mean,
I said, take a look at some
of the accusations, man.
No, I get
stuff.
That. But, you know, this isn't the first time, nor will be the last time, Michael, that athletes have been celebrated that did a lot worse than him.
Again, the accusations against him were pretty brutal.
I just feel like even in the case of Kobe, who we all agree, by the way, you know, Kobe's basketball career was, I believe, far superior to Ben Roethlisberger's football career.
Yes.
So some of the accolades around him are just that he's simply literally in the handful of best players who ever played the game. But also, it was while Kobe was alive, that conversation stayed alive quite a bit. I mean, yes, people celebrated Kobe and talk about him in a loving fashion, but people bring it up quite a bit. I feel like with Ben, it barely even gets talked about.
But you know, Michael, you always went through it. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like every time Alex Rodriguez broke a record, you had to mention during the broadcast, by the way, twice he lied about taking steroids.
Oh, not, but you know, that's right here.
You know,
yeah,
at
but
some
you
point,
don't have to send
like
him off
we're
like
celebrating the football player.
Yeah, but you don't send him off like Mother Teresa.
But I don't know how you do it otherwise. Like, so should you not send him off? I mean, it's either one way or the other. It's either you completely ignore that it's his last game in Pittsburgh, ignore the fact that the fans are praising him, ignore the fact that he's, you know, he's in tears, and just ignore, you just move on. That's the end of the game. Goodbye. Or you acknowledge it. Like, I don't know how you can halfway it. Unless Steve Levy interrupts and goes, well, by the way, after all this, we should mention that this happened and that happened and this allegation happened. I don't think people really want it that way. We all know. We're all going to judge it the way we want to judge it. But you're celebrating the player. The fans obviously are into celebrating it. So I guess you either do it or not do it. I don't know how you halfway it.
I'm not criticizing, Don, the broadcasters or the fact that it was made to be a big deal. It was certainly the story yesterday. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not taking issue with anyone. I just am telling you the feeling I get.
Roethlisberger publicly accused of sexual assault twice, once in 2009, once in 2010. He was suspended for 6 games by the NFL for it. Case was later settled.
Well, yeah,
he denied raping the woman, but right. He settled with her and was suspended by the NFL for 6 games.
True. And again, I'm not apologizing for that, but you could also look at it a different way and say, well, you know, over the last decade, you know, he's gotten married, he's cleaned himself up, he hasn't gotten in any kind of trouble. Sports are all about second chances in life. So you can spin it that way too and say that he made mistakes, but he's turned himself around.
That is a fair take. I'm just telling you, as a football fan, we all have our own opinions, right? And like the people that we watch and the people that we really are blown away by, I guess for me with Pittsburgh fans, like I understand why they adore him, and he certainly had some seasons where he was awesome. And I'll tell you right now, there's never been a quarterback who's harder to bring to the ground than mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger. I respect the hell out of him for his toughness in games. I'm just saying, in terms of watching quarterbacks play the game that I enjoy watching, he's not in my top 50. I don't enjoy watching him play.
But also you have to acknowledge the team he's playing for. The Steelers are one of those national teams.
Are you happy, Don, as a Giant fan, that the Giants got Eli rather than Ben? Because it would have been Ben. You think Eli's a better quarterback?
Well, I think that they're two completely different type of quarterbacks. Statistically, Ben had better numbers than Eli. But
it seems like a fait accompli that Ben is going to Canton, and it doesn't seem like a fait accompli that Eli is.
Well, I think it is a fait accompli. I think there are people that are not fans that want to abuse Eli, but I think when it's all said and done, especially what's happened to the Giants since he left, I think he's going to go in as easily as Ben. But the numbers were much better in the regular season for Ben. But if Ben had had those moments in New York, You know, how would it have gone? Would he have been able to be able to get up from it as easily as he was able to get up from it, you know, in Pittsburgh? But the numbers don't lie. Yes, it's showing them now. Way more touchdown passes, way more yardage, better completion percentage. You know, but Eli did win one more Super Bowl. But Ben
no,
was
Ben
probably
won two. Won, Didn't he won two?
No, Ben,
yeah, Ben won two.
Two also.
He yeah, went he had, to three. Rivers didn't win one.
Yeah, River and Ben got one in the rookie year replacing Tommy Maddox, and that was a tremendous team that he jumped on board with. But you're right. Listen, I think that I think Eli probably had the better of those Super Bowls because he was the MVP of both, and they were kind of miracle runs and all that. But whatever. Ben ended up being the better quarterback, no question. But I think if he had those problems in New York with the Giants, would he have been able to get up from it? Would that have been an issue? And Eli, you know, never missed a game really because of injury, definitely.
Listen,
and I think was probably just a better overall citizen. So I don't think anybody regrets either side.
I trust your gut, Don. So some things you can just look at and say, Eli's a better guy. Well, they got the guy. All right. I mean, their football is negligibly different. Okay, you could Roethlisberger has better numbers, particularly in the regular season, but Eli is a stone cold killer in the playoffs and is a quality person every day of the week.
And also, I think the one thing that when we look back at Eli, and I'm known as the Eli apologist, and I'm not even going to fight it because I have been on board with him since he came into the league. But as this continues to derail for the Giants, doesn't it make him look better? Like, we looked at those last seasons with the Giants and kind of blamed it all on him as just being old and you can't do with Eli. And just looking how they've completely devolved without addressing the offensive line, three different coaches never being able to get it right. You realize that Eli was part of the problem, but there were other bigger problems going on with the Giants too.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Well, since we're talking about Eli, let's go to the Manning cast last night during the game. Here's Snoop Dogg talking to Eli about skipping out on the 07 Pats Super Bowl party that was planned because they lost.
Me too. True story. I was supposed to perform for the Patriots that night, but when they lost, I ended up MIA. I went missing in action.
Wow.
You should have come to my party. You should have come to my party,
yeah.
Snoop. That could have been the beginning of our band right there.
Yeah. I know, Eli. I was contracted by Mr. Kraft, and when they didn't win, I couldn't show up. I said, I don't want to perform for them, man. What I look like standing on stage when they just lost the first game of their season? I'm in the bedroom. I'm sick.
Here's Snoop also saying that he wants to be adopted by the Mannings.
Hey, man, it was a pleasure watching you two boys play, too, man. I want to give a shout-out to your father. You always know that I'm going to give respect to the papa dog, you know, Archie. But the way you guys played the game, you guys played with class. I love the way you guys won. I love the way you guys, you know, did y'all thing. And I'm happy for y'all off the field with this show that you got and all y'all endeavors, man. Y'all keep up the great work, man. I wish I was a man. Can I be adopted?
Absolutely, yeah, come you in. Can.
Did you hear the story? Amy Trask, who used to be the president of the Raiders with Al Davis, and now she works for CBS Sports Network. Mm-hmm. She told the story about she was on a plane with Al Davis. And Snoop Dogg's dad walked by and recognized Davis and introduced himself. He said, "Hi, I'm Snoop Dogg's dad." And Al Davis called him, "Hello, Mr. Dogg."
That's funny.
"Hello, Mr. Dogg."
And he took Amy the dogs out. The chair.
Yep. Woo, woo. I think Archie can adopt Snoop. It's easy.
I mean, Snoop's 50 years old.
But he wants to be adopted.
And lastly, like I spoke earlier about Eli's sort of brilliant between two ferns kind of charm, here's Snoop Dogg gifting Eli with a death row chain, supposedly, for Eli's birthday.
"Welcome, Snoop. It's Eli's birthday. Hey, the floor is yours. Please give him some kind of present. He needs it."
"Eli, I would like to present to you this death row chain for being so hip-hop and being so hip. That's yours, baby. When I see you, you got to put that around your neck. Happy 41st birthday, Eli."
Thank you. I will look good in that.
Eli, I want you wearing that for the playoff game in 2 weeks. All right, that's a must.
And you know, you talk about the Between Two Ferns, Peter.
I will look good in that.
He's got a show on, I guess it's Giants.com, Don.
Right, it's like, yes, Between Two Ferns.
It's really good. I mean, he's getting huge guests, and he's funny. And you can see it's not scripted. It's just him being Eli. So, you know, Peyton gets Peyton's place on ESPN Plus and everything. But I think Eli's is on the Giant streaming network, and it's really good.
I've seen highlights of it. Yeah, he has that aw shucks thing to him. But I think Peter's right. You know, he's got that dry sense of humor that I think is really going to work. I think he will have the better post career. The other thing I was thinking about, talking about Ben, those allegations and all that, I think really hurt his off the field. Can you really think of many commercials Roethlisberger's been in his career?
No.
Like, if as big a name as he was, and playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you see every quarterback doing a television commercial. Do you ever remember Ben doing anything?
Have you ever seen a guy who looks more like Will Ferrell?
Yes.
I mean, if there's a Ben Roethlisberger movie, it's got to be played by Will.
Chad Scott, the drummer.
Hold on. I don't respect what you're saying right now.
What do you mean you don't respect it?
Number one, one of the reasons Ben Roethlisberger didn't get commercials is because of those things that you mentioned, Dom. But also number two is he's bowling shoe ugly. No one wants to put him in a commercial. And that's why I resent what you're saying about Will Ferrell.
I think there are some really handsome looking bowling shoes. So why would you say bowling shoe ugly?
No, the doppelganger.
You give me a shoe with a number on the back, I'm in.
The doppelganger for Will Ferrell is Chad Scott from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the drummer. They're almost identical.
Really?
Roethlisberger looks just like Will Ferrell now.
No.
You're wrong. You're both terribly
also, wrong.
Also, can I ask you guys a question? I'm without being a jerk. You know, I'm very open to like code switching and whatnot. People live their lives, but what did Ben sound like last night? Where's he from?
I was wondering that too. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you're in that kind of mood, you did. It's unbelievable. Sounded like he came out of the Appalachian Mountains.
Can we hear the interview one more time from last night, Ben? By the way, screw ENN. It's been a Ben Roethlisberger special. Let's hear the interview. Let's hear this one more time from last night.
I'm here with my family.
No, that
How do you leave this place, Ben?
I don't know. With a win. I'm just so thankful for the fans, my family, obviously, and the good Lord has blessed me in so many ways. We still got another game. I'll be excited to go for that, but this is just an awesome place.
All week, you've been saying you've got to focus. You let yourself feel it, but you got to focus. At what point did you just let it all sink in?
Probably about now. Just the end of it, having the chance to go back out there. Just, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. I'm just so thankful for these fans and this place.
When did he become the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes?
If you gave me 1,000 guesses on who it was, I would never come up with that.
Never. Isn't that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting.
He's a strange fellow. I'm telling you, Ben Roethlisberger, bad guy. That's what you should have learned from today's
Oh, my.
Now, he does have some great stats, though, that are pretty impressive. You talk about the all-time duos with a head coach. Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger have combined for 135 regular season wins since 2007. Second most, obviously, we know who's first. Mr. Brady and Mr. Belichick with 219. And currently, Ben and Tomlin tied with Peyton and Breeze at 135. But, of course, they'll pass them next week. On Monday night, he had 46 pass attempts for 123 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Ugh, disgusting line. He's had 257 passing TDs at Heinz Field, the third most by any player in a single stadium, including the playoffs. You guys want to name the two ahead of him and the one behind him?
All right,
It's most touchdowns at a single stadium. He has 257 at Heinz.
Wow. Most touchdowns. Could it be Montana at Candlestick?
No, he's on the list.
So, but that would be Brady at Gillette.
Brady at Gillette is one.
The other eighth book.
The other one's staring you right in the face, and it feels like we always, whenever this guy comes up and he's the obvious one, we still don't think of him as being that guy, and he is that guy. Especially when you think about playing well at home.
Playing well at home.
That's right, Don.
So it'd be Rodgers at Lambeau.
No, of course not. Don, you of all people, because you're so focused on how this man played at home as opposed to the road.
It's Manning in the Hoosier Dome, RCA Dome, whatever you want to call it.
No, you're wrong again. It's a talent.
I'm here with my family.
That is what Roethlisberger sounded like. But no, come on, Don. You always talked about how this guy's stats at home.
Oh, of course.
Come
That's
on.
Drew Brees at the Superdome.
That's right.
And you know, then Scott Erskine, Peter, brings up on Twitter, the drummer for the RHCP is Chad Smith, not Chad Scott. You're really right. Losing it, Don.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, I just got a little losing it. Again, another example where I brought that up. It's kind of a known thing. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are at a super band, and Michael was completely oblivious to my analogy because he's dumb when it comes to music. No, seriously, you would be sucking your thumb in the corner if anybody asked you a question about music.
Why are you rising up and ripping me?
We're just pointing out how you're losing me a little bit. Like, every time I make a mistake, the fact is that you, I brought up Chad Smith. I said Scott instead of Smith because, I admit, I'm a really stupid person. I'm not going through anything. It's called life. But I'm just saying it's for you to take any kind of glee when you were out on the conversation to mention I said Red Hot Chili Peppers because unless Billy Joel sang it, you have no idea about music.
Now
how about
this,
when Springsteen sang it?
You're kind of.
You know what? You're very defensive today. I'm worried about you. I love you. I'm worried about you.
So you come back at me. Looks like Will Ferrell.
Looks just like him.
Why don't you just punch Will Ferrell right in the testicles?
That's such an insult. That's what I say.
Oh, my God. Will Ferrell's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's not a bad-looking guy. Wow, it's so terrific on The Shrink Next Door, by the way. Now, on this day, guys.
I stopped watching that because I don't like being depressed.
No, it's not depressing. I mean, it is a little bit, but it's good. On this day, 18 years ago.
Don figure it out. What year was that, Don?
Listen,
18 years ago would, of course, be 2004.
Yeah!
Now, it's the NFC.
He's back.
I'll tell you what was said, and you tell me who was involved. Someone said, we want the ball, and we're going to score.
Oh, that, of course, was the great Matt Hasselbeck.
Yep. And then the interception came from? Michael? Don?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Don, you know. You know who intercepted that pass. Of course you do. When you picture Packers defensive backs from that era, this is the man you picture. Al Harris, of course. The interception to the house, 52 yards. One of the most pathetic moments in history.
Yeah, it really was. I really felt bad.
It was so horrible.
Horrible.
You know what? Let's go back and hear the moment.
Seattle has won the toss.
We won the ball. We're going to score.
Oh, boy.
That was over the PA system here at Lambeau Field saying we want the ball and we're going to score. The pass is picked off. Intercepted. Back the other way. The Green Bay Packers advance. Many of the headlines will talk about what he said at the coin flip.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
It's not what you want. What a bad moment for Matt Hasselbeck. And then also, on this very day, back in 2006.
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here. He's going for the corner. He's got it. Vince Young scores.
The great Vince Young in the Rose Bowl. Incidentally, it was the last college football game I watched in its entirety. That'll do it for ENN.
Wow.
On this January 4th.
Great job. All right. We'll settle down with Don. We'll come right back. Take your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. Kayla Greco, Rose.
Wait. I got so excited. I got so excited by that close.
You
got
to close this out.
And Don's still clapping. Thank you, Don. ENN tonight brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker or the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Visit www.hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, the spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly. And I believe you said there's more coming up next on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.